Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Sam Crowley, it is so great to have you inside the number one motivational show on the planet. Did you leave the five-star review? Did you leave the five-star review champion inside of iTunes for the Everyday Saturday Show? If the answer is yes, you're allowed to continue to listen. If the answer is no, you must stop, leave a five-star review, and then come on back quickly as we're about to get started with another great show and listen, okay? Appreciate that. Lots of love all the way around. Hey, let's have a throwback show, can we? We're going to throw it all the way back to, a couple months ago when I told you I was suing a collection agency, which is now my favorite thing to do. Of all the things I do, that rose right to the top, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I won. My credit score just went up 21 points, and I got a check for $1,000. How'd I do that? Is it legal? I don't know. I'll let you know. If the podcast goes silent for about 6 months, 6 to 12 months or so, you'll know why. Yours truly is behind bars. However, all I did was say, hey, I don't believe you handled this thing properly. I filed in court like I told you I was going to do. And they sent me a letter saying they would like to amicably resolve this matter. Here's a check for $1,000. We took the collection mark off your three bureaus. Now, those of you that aren't in the United States, I don't know how credit bureaus work. If they're international, and I got no idea. But here in the U.S., we have the main three, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. And they keep a credit file, and it's usually wrong. Most of the stuff on there is incorrect, like your name, your addresses, all the places you've lived, Social Security number. You'd be surprised, man. You go check out your credit report. You want it for free. You can just go to annualcreditreport.com, and you can take a look right there online. You just got to answer a few security questions, and they'll show you all three of your credit reports, and you'll see stuff on there like, what the hell? And so I received notice, yours truly, your humble chief motivating officer here at everydaysaturday.com had a collection against me for a rental property with a gas account. You know, craziest damn thing. It's in the LLC's name. Somehow got attached to me. No big deal. I wasn't even saying whether it was right or wrong. I'm just saying they went about it wrong. And so I told him, hey, here we go. I'm filing. I sent him a couple of nice letters, gave him a chance. And here's the good stuff. Are you ready for the good stuff? Can I share the good news with you? You know those pricks that call you on the phone and they're like, oh, by the way, I know we got a lot of kids that listen to the show. Maybe a little adult language. Or, hey, if you're just keeping it real, if you're the kind of kid that keeps it real, listen on. Just wanted to give that warning before I threw out a word like prick. But anyway, these pricks that call you on the phone and like, I need to let you know ahead of time this call is recorded for accuracy purposes. And I just want to make sure I'm speaking to Mr. Samuel Crowley. I'm like, yeah. The first step you do, by the way, is you let them know I only want to communicate via mail. That's the law. That's your right. You never got to get another call the rest of your life. It's beautiful. They hate it. Makes it even better. How do I know? Because remember, yours truly, Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Yes, baby, back in 2005. Got me. What did it get me, class? Are you ready? If you listen to the show and you're a regular listener, it got me what? It got me experience. And what does experience give you, kids? It gives you wisdom. And what does it alleviate a lot of? It alleviates a lot of, it begins with F. It's a four-letter word. Fear. Fear. You don't fear collectors anymore when you used to eat them for breakfast back 10 years ago and used to say, hey, here's the deal, dude. Let me tell you. Are you done, Johnny, giving me your little spiel about this is on a recorded line and anything can be used against you in a court of law? I think I kind of mixed up the Miranda warning. But anyway, let me go. Just let me go. I'm on a roll, right? And I'm like, yeah, here's the deal, Johnny, okay? We're getting the call's ending. I let you go through your little spiel there because you don't shut up and you just keep talking nonstop. And by the way, it sounds like you're at a damn auction with how many people are on the phone behind you. We're done talking and we're only communicating via the mail. Okay, capiche, goodbye. Click. The next thing you're going to hear is me hanging up and then you'll hear a dial tone for as long as you need to hear it. All right, here you go, Johnny. Click. So Johnny sends the letter out letting me know I owe the money, and then I just send the letter right back saying, disputing it, and here we go. You didn't let me know. You didn't file this. You didn't file that. Off to court I go, $45 cost me to file. Sued him for $1,000. Thank you very much. Just got the check. You guys are awesome. Collection mark off my credit report. Why am I 5 minutes into the show sharing you this story? Because you got power, man. You got all the power you need. Listen, I can't even put a sentence together. I just said sharing you this story. Did you catch that? I can't even speak in proper sentencing. I specialize in sentence fragments. I just said I'm sharing you this story. Do you not think, what in the hell? This moron's suing collection agencies for $1,000 and winning. They're even letting him into a courthouse? By the way, just when I had to go to the courthouse, I couldn't get the hell in the door because I kept having to go through the TSA thing. I know they don't have TSA. At a courthouse, the thing you walk through, the bells go off because you got a gun or something. Well, I had keys, and then I took my keys out, and I had like two dimes in my pocket. And I took my dimes out of my pocket, going back and forth. The metal detector, whatever the hell that thing is you walk through. And the cop's there. He's got a gun. I thought, this guy's going to put a bullet in me if I got to go through this again. Guess what? Didn't take the belt off. 3 times it took me to walk through that metal detector thing, you know? And the cop was like, dude, you, and this is literally what he said. He's like 28 years old. I appreciate more than ever that he called me dude, because then I felt like we were really on the level at that point. He goes, dude, you got anything else? I mean, seriously, just put it in the car. I go, no, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. Don't shoot. He didn't laugh. That's okay. I wasn't there. I was there on business anyway. I cracked a joke like I always do. See if I can warm up the crowd. Always trying to warm up the crowd. Went in, coughed up 45 clams, filed on the collection company. As soon as they get notice, they send me a letter, want to settle. You ready for the word, friends? The word of the day is amicably. They wanted to settle amicably. Why? Because I had the power. Everything I talk about on the show, man, it's awesome. Now, I'm not recommending you go get stuff put on your credit report intentionally just so you can sue people and win and make money like I do. I'm just saying, understand one thing. You got power. And you always have leverage. Even if you think in any situation that you don't have leverage, you do. You just might have to look a little bit harder. It might not be as obvious, but if it's really something that you believe in fighting for, like your good credit, okay? Listen, let me tell you something, man. You're a one-man band like I am running this entrepreneurial gig called Every Day is Saturday. You got lines of credit floating around, 20 grand here, 30 grand there, 50 grand there. How do you think you get those lines of credit? You get your credit score up. How do you get your credit score up? You get the bad stuff off. So with that being said, the moral of the story today, kids, is it's a throwback Thursday to take you all the way back to a few months ago. I told you. It might even been a month ago. I don't know. It's like that old Stephen Wright joke. Let me think ago. It was a long time ago. Wait, no. It was yesterday. But anyway, point of the story, you got a lot of power inside of you. It's just a matter of do you want to tap into it or not? Do you want to let people walk all over you or not? Do you want to seize that Saturday power? Or do you want to be the insecure bundle of fluff getting walked on your entire life by people that don't even have the power you do? Okay? So the next time, if you ever find yourself, take some advice from Uncle Sammy. You ever find yourself on the other end of a collection call and they're saying, this call is being, let them talk, let them. But remember, you're talking to the guy who hosted a Monday night motivational call 10 years ago and had to put it on hold so I could get my car repossessed. I gave the keys to the guy at the front door. Okay? Hold on 1 second, everybody. Let me just, once again, station identification, Sam Crowley with your Monday night motivational call. Hold 1 second. Yeah, hey, Tony, the repo guy, here's my keys. Just car's parked facing the other way right there. Just take it away. Are you sure, Mr. Crowley, I'm here to take your automobile? Yeah, no worries, dude. I'm hosting a Monday night motivational call, though, Tony. I got to get back to the call. We cool? You need anything else? No, the title's in the glove box. Go ahead, man. Have a ball. Tony, I know you're doing a great job, man. God bless. Okay, everybody. It's Sam Crowley. Back to the Monday Night Motivational Call. Where were we? And that was it. True story. Happened in 2005. So it was actually over 10 years ago. And that's when I knew, man, I could do whatever the heck I want. Wasn't hurting anybody. Wasn't at no malicious intent whatsoever. Just out living life, having a good time, feeling the power, baby. You feeling the power? Are you feeling the power?
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.